And I'm going to offer a little bit of an introduction to this meditation. I call it a savoring and witnessing meditation. And savoring and witnessing are important skills because although we don't have total control over what comes our way, you know, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, whether it's something wanted or unwanted, we are empowered in how we relate to our experience. So we can learn to savor pleasurable experiences without grasping or clinging to them. And we can learn to witness difficult experiences without distracting ourselves or fighting against them or trying to fix them in some way. And we also have some influence over the attitude with which we meet our experience. So there's the what of practice and the how of practice, and that's what we're going to experiment with a little bit today. So the very first act that you can do to empower yourself is just to pay attention, to notice. And that in and of itself is pretty revolutionary, because when we encounter something pleasant, we often, instead of really exploring that pleasant experience, we work at trying to keep it or make more of it. And when we encounter something difficult, instead of really understanding and exploring the difficulty, we tend to distract ourselves from it or focus on what we think caused it, the trigger of it. And we work on trying to reject it or change it or fix it somehow. We can learn to fully inhabit our experience if we take on an attitude that's conducive to exploration. And that's the next act of empowerment we're going to be practicing today. So being patient with ourselves and not immediately requiring that we go somewhere else or do something else or be someone else. We can get curious and genuinely interested. We can be non-judgmental and open-minded. And of course, most of all, we can be compassionate and kind, learning to trust ourselves. So beginning to take your posture that you're learning helps you develop some alertness, some stability, creating a supportive seat for exploration this morning. And perhaps beginning to tune into your anchor that brings you into the present moment. That might be the physical sensations of breathing. Or some other sensory experience. And even as you begin to explore at this early stage in the practice, you might already be noticing some pleasant experiences. It might be some measure of calm or relaxation. maybe a sense of warmth or comfort, a sweet drowsiness. And if there is any pleasant that's arising, allowing yourself to begin to savor it. Getting in close. Noticing how it feels in the body. Noticing how it shifts and changes over time. What's it like to fully inhabit the experience of pleasant? And are there any associated thoughts or urges? If so, acknowledging what's here, seeing if you can come back to just noticing the bare qualities of pleasant sensation. And when a pleasant sensation begins to fade, as it always will, just noticing its departure, seeing if you can let go and open to the next experience. Observing the arising, sustaining, and passing of each moment. And as we sit here together, you may notice some unpleasant experiences arising. Some little discomfort in the body, maybe a persistent distracting thought, a sense of not liking the way things are, or some other unpleasant emotion. And just as with the pleasant, seeing if you can begin to approach it and investigate it inwardly. Noticing where unpleasant lives in the body. Maybe even deliberately directing attention there, where the sensations are strongest. And doing so in a gesture of embrace, of welcoming. Maybe even using the breath as a vehicle of attention, guiding it into that place in the body, and breathing out from that place. Witnessing the intensity as it shifts up and down from one moment to next. And with genuine interest, exploring its qualities. Unpleasant as it may be, seeing if you can find any deepening of the attitude of acceptance and openness to whatever is arising. Maybe by saying to yourself from time to time, it's here now. It's okay to be open to it, whatever it is. It's already here. Let me be open to it. Of course, if you're feeling overwhelmed at any point, you can always return to anchoring in the breath or some other neutral sensory experience. Or send yourself some loving kindness or compassionate touch. And then when you feel ready, you can return to exploring any unpleasant experiences that might be here. Remember that by saying to yourself, it's already here or it's okay, you're not judging experience. Rather, you're helping your awareness to remain open to the present moment. You don't have to like these feelings. It's natural not to want to have them around. And so you may say to yourself, it's okay not to want these feelings, but they're already here. Let me be open to them. And when you notice that a particular unpleasant sensation isn't pulling at your attention anymore, simply allowing it to pass and returning to sitting with the breath or any other bodily sensation that may arise. Allowing yourself to savor pleasant when it shows itself. Investigating neutral when it's here, and opening to unpleasant when it makes itself known. And as we begin our gradual and gentle shift from the practice, beginning to connect in with your heart's deepest intention for this work of mindfulness that you're engaging in each day. Recognizing that through reclaiming your attention in a kind and curious way, we're increasing our availability for joyful experiences and expanding our window of tolerance for difficulty, so that we can learn from what's already here, and if needed, we can respond with wisdom. And if there was some benefit that you experienced, some moment of peace or piece of learning, you might wish to share some of this benefit with others. Maybe sending it out on an out-breath to someone who needs it, or to all beings in general. And perhaps also setting an intention to take this practice of savoring and witnessing out into your day. Having the flexibility and the awareness to notice pleasant as it arises, and to let it go freely as it fades. And developing the courage to meet difficulty wherever it arises. Cultivating the pause, the exploration, before choosing your path ahead. So perhaps deepening the breath now, taking a few long in-breaths and complete exhales. Perhaps adding in each sensory experience in turn, widening awareness of sound, swallowing to awaken the sense of taste, perhaps beginning to gently open the eyes a bit to let in light, and letting the sound of the bell guide you out of the practice into the Zoom room and the world beyond.